Picking locks can get you into trouble or make you a star.
Still trying that deadbolt. Just crossed 3 minutes. There's the deadbolt.
That is what is called a lock sport competition. The fastest picker wins the glory. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR spent some time with one of the stars.
Nice. Now I can actually remove it.
As he manipulates a skinny pick to defeat a lock, 25-year-old Skylar Towne wants to make one thing very clear. Real lock sporters abide by a strict code of ethics.
Never pick a lock you don't own, and never pick a lock that's in regular use.
Towne owns a heap of locks, and he's organizing them to build a lock library in Somerville, Massachusetts. He hopes people will use it to study and conquer the device's tiny inner workings. Like computer hackers, Towne has an affinity for cracking security systems.
I pick low to mid security locks very, 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 very quickly, as quickly as I possibly can. I have my tools custom made so that I can pick locks faster.
Faster, so Towne can beat his rivals in lockpicking contests. He competes at hacker conventions such as DEF CON in Las Vegas, where he even presented a lecture titled Lock Sport, an Emerging Subculture.
In an ironic but not uncommon twist, I locked myself out of the hotel room this morning.
Of course, Towne didn't pick that lock because he wants people to understand lock sport. It's popular in other countries like Holland, which hosts a big contest called the Dutch Open. But in America, Towne says, lock sport is an underground pursuit. He hopes to change that. Officer Jim Pasco wishes he wouldn't.
Well, you know, I'm unaware of any sport like let's pretend we robbed a bank.
Pasco is executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police, and he takes issue with a sport that glorifies skills associated with breaking and entering.
It'd be a great place for a criminal or a would-be criminal to educate him or herself on how to gain access to premises not his or her own.
Fact is, detailed lockpicking videos are all over YouTube. And while there is a shady side to recreational picking, some people in the security industry defend it because it reveals vulnerabilities. John Lachlan designs locks for a company called Stanton Concepts. When he finishes a prototype, he lets locksporters take a whack at it first.
It provides a platform, a test platform, and sort of an open critique of an idea, so that things can be changed and tweaked and improved before a product might go to production.
And that, Lachlan says, helps his bottom line. And while lock picking can be good for business, the most obsessive lock sporters aren't in it for the money. Instead, they say they live for the chance to solve these tiny metal puzzles in competitions where they race to open any lock faster than anyone else.
Because that would be inconspicuous to be blindfolded and cuffed.
For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.